It's episode number 50.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, welcome back to the podcast. It is episode number 50. What a huge accomplishment. Thank you for sticking with us all this time. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden. I am your host for the podcast today. And I wasn't sure I was going to do a podcast this week because Nationals is this week. I'm heading out there. As you listen to this, I will be on my way to Las Vegas. But I saw this thing online and I was like, oh man, I gotta do this interview and I need to get the information out right away just because it's timely and whatnot. So I decided we'd get it done. It's a quick episode today, but I don't know if you guys saw, Master Tavani is one of our ATA ambassadors, has been on American Ninja Warrior, just a great martial artist, and she has some this amazing thing she's getting ready to do, and I saw it online, and I reached out, and I was like, hey, I'd love to interview you and talk about this. So let's get right to that interview.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Master Tavani. And ma'am, how are you today?
I'm great, sir. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I've wanted to have you on in the past. I haven't got around to it. You're a ninja warrior. You own No Limits Martial Arts, doing some amazing things there. But I saw something on social media this week that I just was like, oh man, we've got to tell ATA Nation about this. So you put something out there. What are you getting ready to do?
Well, first, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind. And what I'm about to do in the next 2.5 weeks is I'm heading to Africa, specifically Ghana. Accra is the city. And I'm going to teach self-defense to women and children in need through a volunteer organization called GVI, which basically gives back to the local community around the area and really instills educational tools for them to either grow up and have a professional life and just a better life, or to just enhance women's confidence and professional skills.
Well, this is really cool. How did you get even involved or hooked up or find out about an opportunity like this?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So I wanted to do this for a really long time. And just this was the first time in my life I really had like the time and the opportunity to do so. So honestly, I just started Googling organizations and I started touching base with different volunteer organizations. And it was really cool because with GVI, they have tried to do a program like this, a self-defense empowerment program in the past, but they just couldn't really find the right fit, the right person for the program. And so when I connected with the director, Matt, he was just like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we're looking for. And I'm like, you guys are exactly what I'm looking for. So it was like a perfect fit all around. So yeah, really just Googled it. And then this was the organization that really we just seemed to match together with the best.
Well, it's super cool because, you know, you hear about, you know, dentists going over, you know, lots of professions, especially in the medical field that go to other countries and do some things like that. And I have never heard of self-defense, which, you know, is obviously something people need. So it's super cool that you found this opportunity.
Yes. No, I agree. I just like in college, I was like, oh, this would be so cool because when I was younger, I used to teach at inner city schools in the Erie School District in Pennsylvania. And I'd go from school to school teaching martial arts over the summer. It's like a community service thing I did. And so I did that through, you know, my teens and my 20s. And I was like, wow, if I could do this on a bigger scale, it would have more impact. And it would also be like such a fun adventure and fun way to give back. So that's kind of where it's like stemmed from, that idea.
Well, what's it going to look like? How long are you going to be there? Do you have a schedule set up already? Are you going to get to see some stuff while you're there too? Or are they going to keep you in class the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty much I head out the 28th of April. So I will arrive the 29th. And then from there, they pick us up. There's about 15 volunteers in this group, U.S. volunteers. So they'll pick us up and then take us to the base. So I'll be staying on this base from basically the 29th through May 28th. So a little. You know, short of a month there, basically a month. And then from there, Monday through Thursday, I'll be teaching martial arts. And basically there's anywhere between 200 to 400, you know, women and children I'll be teaching each week.
Wow.
So it is like a full 4-week program there. And basically I'll be teaching 4 to 5 hours a day. So I'll definitely be getting a good workout, you know.
Yes, ma'am. You're not just going over there sightseeing. They're putting you to work for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, and you know, the mindset kind of going into it is, you know, of course I want to do some of the fun things and see the history and maybe do a safari and, you know, really, you know, get out. And it's cool because actually Accra, it's West Africa. So it's right on the beach. As well. So, you know, obviously enjoy some of that, but, you know, just the mindset is really the mission is to give the most I can
This
4 weeks to the program. Because I can always sightsee later. Although on the weekends, I guess the workers there will take out the volunteers and we are going to get to see some, different parts of history. You know, one of the first, just a bunch of history they talked about, like, I guess one of the first places that kind of like slavery was initiated, but also very cultural thing. So, you know, for me, that having, you know, what's it called? Just heritage, African-American heritage. I'm so excited to be able to get to see that. Aspect of it as well.
Yeah, kind of a bonus to the I mean, obviously you're there to do the work, you're there to serve the people there, you know, I mean, if you're traveling, you know, halfway across the globe, it's nice to be able to see a few things while you're there.
Exactly. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a big foodie, so I am so I'm just like, I'm excited to taste all the food and, you know, just dive right in there. So
now,
that's another bonus.
When you're there, is there are the people you're working with in the program, are there translators, is there is English well known, is there going to be a lot of communication boundaries that way, do you know?
So English is the primary language, actually.
Okay.
So there really shouldn't be that much of a barrier.
Perfect.
There are different dialects that are spoken. You know, so it, like, there is a mix, but predominantly they said the main language was English. So I'm feeling pretty good on that one.
Yes, ma'am. It makes teaching much easier when, you know, there's at least that common, the verbiage there. That'll be nice. Very cool.
Yes. Yeah. So I know. And so that, I think that's going to be really impactful for being able to, you know, deliver the message, that martial arts, ATA martial arts has to provide and, really, you know, emphasize the life skills as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the number one thing is the self-esteem and the confidence and the empowerment, the strength, the inner strength. And so being able to verbalize that message to the best of my ability, I think will really make a big impact on the women and the kids I'm working with.
Yes, ma'am. And it's such a huge part of self-defense anyways, you know, that confidence and stuff. So this program, I'm sure it's not cheap. I'm sure I saw that your school's doing a fundraiser. If anyone in ATA Nation were interested in helping out, are you taking donations? Is this an organization that people can support just on their own? Are you looking for funds?
So, you know, honestly, this is something that I've kind of funded out of, you know, No Limits Martial Arts. Mm-hmm. My school is funding. I'm funding, you know, it's, you know, a charity work that, mm-hmm. you know, so what we are doing is, and we're going to extend it till the end of this week. We are doing, extend it until maybe like the 18th. There's t-shirts, Passion with a Purpose t-shirts, which a percentage goes back, to the organization GBI. And you know, that basically, you know, that would be a great way. It's on our website, www.nolimitspgh.com. You just click Pro Shop and then you can order them directly. Kid sizes from extra small up to 3X adult. And so that would be one way to donate. Okay. If people were interested as well, you can always just contact me and there'll be different things I'm giving back that way. So yeah, just awesome. On info. Yeah. info@nolimitspgh.com is the email. So if anyone wants to do a shout out or just go to the website and put in a message out.
Awesome. They can, mm-hmm. Will you be able to, are you going to be sharing this experience on social media? Will people be able to see this or, you know, do you know yet if you'll have, you know, pretty regular access to the yeah. internet or is it spotty?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. I always forget. Yeah. So ATA, ATA will be sharing like a weekly update. Awesome. I believe we have decided like every Monday. So from the Monday I leave, I'll be starting to post some things as well on my Master Tavani Instagram account.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can follow Master Tavani on Instagram as well, and you'll get like pre-updates like starting like next week, kind of leading up a little bit about the process. I mean, I've had to get many different shots. That's my dog, Lucy. You can hear in the background. Yeah, many different shots, like the yellow fever vaccine,
oh, yeah.
you know, meningitis, start taking malaria pills, all that to get prepped for this. But yeah, answer your question. ATA will be giving Monday updates. I'm going to see how much film we can get throughout the process. And then maybe we talked about ATA marketing department talked about putting like a blog together, you know, at the end. So yeah. Follow awesome. ATA Mark Arts, follow Master Tavani. You'll definitely have weekly updates, definitely starting April 27th or a bit before.
Awesome. Well, we will encourage people to do that. And yeah, maybe after you get back, we can have you back on the show, kind of talk about the experience. We'd love to hear more when it's all said and done.
Yes, I would love that. And I want to throw in one more thing.
Sure.
So the cool part about this was Matt, the director of the program, he was like, you know, if this goes really well, like we're all hoping it goes really well for everyone. He's like, I would love to have so many more people from your organization over and maybe even create something that is, you know, a continual thing that could really grow into. So I think there's a lot of opportunity here for a big impact, you know, ATA worldwide as well.
Oh, that sounds awesome. What a cool thing to you know, maybe get some schools involved. You know, you get a group of instructors to go over and, you know, we're able to support the organization and get to share more of Sangam Taekwondo and the empowerment that it has.
Exactly. Awesome. Make a global impact even farther than we do now. And I think that'd be great. And actually, he gave me this one. He was like, oh, he's like, maybe you might get to be working with some of the Ghana police department. And I was like, whoa. Okay. Well, so I'm sharpening up on my Krav Maga skills as well. So it's going to be a great trip for sure.
Oh, well, that sounds amazing. One, I want to thank you for your time today, but two, thank you for doing this, you know, just exposing this to ATA Nation. So this might be something that others consider in the future and just showing as a great leader how we can use our martial arts to empower others to help improve everybody's lives across the globe. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, sir. No, thank you. That was very kind of you. And I got so excited when you're like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? I was like, every day, all I do is listen to podcasts, I swear now. So I was super excited to have the opportunity to be on this. And I do very much appreciate you giving me that and very much look forward to sharing the story and the journey that unfolds here. So thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Well, we will definitely make a part two. We'll leave people hanging here cool. and be like, hey, check out the trip online, watch ATA's updates and Master Tavani's updates online. And then we'll have you back on the show once you get back and settled and see how everything went.
That sounds beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, what a great thing. Super excited to see those updates as those go out once she is in Ghana. Very cool. Information in the episode there about following on Facebook and Instagram or the social platforms. Check out ATA Martial Arts. They'll obviously be posting stuff as well. But I thought you guys should hear about that right away. And if you hear about this early enough, you could get one of those shirts too if you want to support. Now, because Nationals is on its way, you know, you guys know all the updates. You guys, some of you are going to be there already. So if you see me there, give me a high five. Say, hey, I listen to the podcast. Let me know. Maybe we'll get you on. I always like to bring my mic and see if I can get some audio while I'm there as well. But to everyone competing, good luck. Testers, good luck. I just got an email. I get to be on one of the panels at testing, which I always enjoy doing, and I get to watch some great martial artists. So we will see you guys in Las Vegas. Until next time, make sure you are taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret part. I wonder how many people listen all the way to the end. If you listen all the way to the end and you're at Nationals, just let me know you listen all the way to the end. I'd be pretty interested in knowing. Okay. See you guys in Vegas.